Texte numéro 4. A university degree no longer confers financial security. Millions of school leavers in the rich world are about to bid a tearful goodbye to their parents and start a new life at university. Some are inspired by a pure love of learning, but most also believe that spending 3 or 4 years at university and accumulating huge debts in the process will boost their chances of landing a well-paid and secure job. Their elders have always told them that education is the best way to equip themselves to thrive in a globalized world. Blue-collar workers will see their jobs offshored and automated, the familiar argument goes. School dropouts will have to cope with a life of cash-strapped insecurity, but the graduate elite will have the world at its feet. There is some evidence to support this view. Educational qualifications are tightly correlated with earnings. An American with a professional degree can expect to pocket $3.6 million over a lifetime. One with merely a high school diploma can expect only $1.3 million. The gap between more and less educated earners may be widening. A study in 2002 found that someone with a bachelor's degree could expect to earn 75% more over a lifetime than someone with only a high school diploma. Today, the premium is even higher. But is the past a reliable guide to the future? Or are we at the beginning of a new phase in the relationship between jobs and education? There are good reasons for thinking that old patterns are about to change and that the current recession-driven downturn in the demand for Western graduates will morph into something structural. The best and the brightest of the rich world must increasingly compete with the best and the brightest graduates from poorer countries who are willing to work harder for less money. At the same time, the demand for educated labour is being reconfigured by technology, in much the same way that the demand for agricultural labour was reconfigured in the 19th century and that for factory labour in the 20th. Several economists have begun to argue that post-industrial societies will be characterised not by a relentless rise in demand for the educated, but by a great hollowing out, as mid-level jobs are destroyed by smart machines and high-level job growth slows. These changes will undoubtedly improve the productivity of brain workers. They will allow consumers to sidestep the professional guilds that have extracted high rents for their services, and they will empower many brain workers to focus on what they are best at and contract out more tedious tasks to others. But the reconfiguration of brain work will also make life far less cozy and predictable for the next generation of graduates. Adapted from The Economist, September 2011.